Patriots offensive lineman Logan Mankins. Logan, Mike, and Eric, Happy New Year.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Logan, thanks for checking in.
Oh, yeah. I got plenty of time now.
Well, I guess we'll
start.
That's
not what we wanted to hear.
Yeah, we'd rather be breaking down a game with you here, and I think Patriot fans would as well, and I'm sure you'd love to be preparing for a game, Logan. Is it weird? Is it awkward getting ready for the first week of the NFL playoffs and not being involved here wild card weekend?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My family and friends, everyone asked me what my plans are, if I'm going to come back home, this and that, and I'm like, I don't know. I wasn't expecting to be making plans this time of year. I've never had to do it, and this year I definitely wasn't planning on it.
So what is next for you? I mean, do you now take, after a grueling season where you guys, you know, really were in kind of a playoff mode in that last month, do you just shut it down for a little while and just try to recover a little bit? I mean, what is the next step here in the first week of January for you?
Yeah, I think for about the first week, the first few days anyway, I've just been laying around, and I'll probably continue that for at least the rest of the week. I don't have any plans right now, so I'm just lounging, spending time with the family, just relaxing.
Well, it seemed like Patriot fans across New England, Logan, watched your team pull off a great victory in some crazy weather conditions in Buffalo, 13-0 to end the regular season, and then sat back and rooted hard for Brett Favre and the Jets so you guys would have a chance to play playoff football. It didn't work out that way. I got to ask, how did you know, spend that time trying to keep track of that Jets game to see if you guys would be a playoff team? Were you locked and loaded on it? Were you getting updates periodically? How did that work for you?
Yeah, we were updated very well. On our plane, we had ESPN News on the little TV, so they kept the updates coming in on both the games for us. So, and I think when we got on the plane, the Jets they had just scored and we were winning the game, so that was a good sign. And then as the play went on, it got worse and worse. So.
I got it.
Kind of went down as we got closer.
Oh, that's
to home.
That's not a good line to use when you're on a plane. what was it? You know, this is the thing I think about. That probably compounding it too is when you're on a plane and what 40 mph winds at that point. That probably wasn't fun either. You know, so the Jets are losing, the plane's bouncing around, and it was probably a turbulent flight coming in. So
yeah, usually after we win a game, we get home, we get on the buses, everyone's talking in a good mood. And this is one of those games, you won a game and you get on the bus and it's quiet and no one's saying anything. So it was a different atmosphere.
You probably haven't had a lot of time just to sit back and reflect, but when you look at it, I know you and this team, you judge your success on being in the playoffs or winning a Super Bowl. We understand that, but you have to be honest. When you look at an 11-win team and you're looking around you on both sides of the football and guys going down, you know, starting with the quarterback and whether it was, Lawrence Maroney, Teddy Bruschi, Ronnie Harrison, Adelius Thomas, so many players who play key roles in this team going down with injuries. Do you look at it, Logan, and say, you know what, 11 wins was pretty good to take out of all those problems?
Oh, yeah. The season didn't end the way we wanted to, but it was still a successful season. We had a good year. We won 11 games. We had a lot of guys miss a lot of time. We lost the best player in football. So to come out of that with 11 wins, it's not what we wanted, but we're happy with it. There's other teams that can't look at. I don't think the Raiders have won 11 games in, 5 years. So there's a lot of places that would love to have 11 wins, and it wasn't what we wanted, but it was still a successful season, in my eyes.
Logan, Eric mentioned the weather in Buffalo last Sunday. You know, you played at Fresno. I'm not sure how bad the weather was in some of those games, but you know, watching it on TV, I don't think I've seen a game where the wind was that much of a factor before. It really was a football weather event with the wind. There was, you know, one way, you know, going right to left you could throw, going left to right you couldn't. Did you know going in that it was going to be one of those games, or did the weather, you know, sneak up on you guys late Saturday into Sunday?
Yeah, we knew usually late in the year in Buffalo you're always going to have something with the weather, either snow or just freezing. But I didn't know the wind was going to be that bad until we talked about it Saturday night a little bit, but I don't think anyone expected it to be that bad. We Sunday, when we went out for warm-ups, everyone knew we were just going to be running the ball. There wasn't going to be much throwing. So.
When you saw the crooked goalpost, that probably was a good giveaway. That was a little different,
yeah,
right?
The specialists, they came in, and they were like, man, when we snap the ball, it just takes off sideways, just snapping it. So we were like, oh, boy.
I know you probably never ever have any sympathy for a kicker or feel bad for him, but this had to be one time. I mean, come on, they're hitting banana slices from 30 yards out. I mean, the one by Gaskowski that almost got pushed back on the other side of the crossbar. You had to have just a little bit of pity for those guys for once in your football career.
Oh yeah, they were probably having heart attacks on the sidelines saying, "Please don't make us kick the ball today." So that's one of those days they didn't want to be out there.
How would you assess how your unit, the offensive line, performed this year? It seemed to be there are pieces here and there, you know, with some nagging injuries, but you guys really seem to have a consistent year. And I don't know if things had to change much once the quarterback changed in game number one, or if you guys just went about your business the same way, no matter who the quarterback is.
Yeah, overall, I think we had a pretty decent year. Early on in the year, I don't think we were playing as good as we could have. There was a few stretches of games there where I don't think things were going as well as we would have liked. But as the year went on, I think we got more consistent and played together a lot better. And for the most part, all the guys, they were in there the whole year. We had a few bumps and bruises on a couple guys that missed a little bit of time. But overall, I think we had a good year. We all came together. At first, we had a few bumps and bruises with Matt, him learning to sit in the pocket and us getting used to him moving around more than Tom would. So, but as it went on, I think everything gelled together and it turned out pretty good.
Now, what did you think about Matt Castle's development here this year, Logan? Because as you said, it looked like early on in the season he was running for his life at times, maybe not staying in the pocket as long, but he talked about this with the guys in the morning. As he grew more comfortable with the blocking scheme, he used that running as a weapon. And as just a football fan, boy, it seemed like he matured pretty quickly, became a guy who towards the end of the year was a big part of this offense, not just a game manager for this team.
Oh, yeah. He, as the year went on, he was great. He made a lot of plays. He did add another element to our offense when teams would only rush four guys and we would clean out the middle and guys are running with the receivers and tight ends, and they'd have their backs turned to Matt. He would just take off and get 10 easy yards. So that added another element. Teams had to focus on that. And as the year went on, he just got better in every phase of his game. The throws were great. He was making great throws, great reads, fast reads. He was moving in the pocket good. He's very elusive. And, you know, he just got better and better as the year went on, and he's turned into a great quarterback right now.
You know, I'm not going to try to trick you into sharing some state secrets from inside the walls there, Gillette, and I know you are trained not to divulge any information, but my question is this. Do you get caught up, do the players just naturally get caught up in wondering, all right, what's going to happen with, what's this real story with Tom, what's going to happen with Matt, you know, all that stuff. I mean, you know, those are the big questions that everybody's asking, every fan is asking. Do you guys pay much attention to that, and you have to be at least a little curious as to how this is all going to play out?
Oh yeah, it's human nature. It's our job. Those guys are our friends. They're our teammates. So we wonder what's going to happen. But the guys upstairs, Bill and Scott and Mr. Kraft, those are the guys that make that decision. We wonder. We try to play the guessing game, but half the time we're wrong too. We never know. People always ask me, "Who do you think you're going to draft?" I'm like, I tried to figure that out my first year, and I was wrong. So, yeah, you never have any idea what Bill's going to do.
Well, how do you address, you know, going into this offseason now, there's things that you want to work on, Logan. There's still some teams playing football. An awkward feeling for you, your first time with this Patriots team, not making the postseason. Do you think you'll sit back and watch these games like a fan? Will you watch these playoff games? Do you try to get away from football and clear the mind and get the tank ready for next season?
Yeah, I'm a fan of football, so I'm sure if I'm not busy out doing anything, if I'm at home and around the TV, I'm sure I'll turn it on and watch the games. There's a lot of guys I know that are playing and a lot of teams that I've played against. I want to see how they're going to do. And just being a fan of football, you like to sit down and watch and see what happens.
Will you be going in your end-of-season exit interview, if there is such a thing, and telling Bill Belichick that you want some of Hochstein's time at fullback next year? You got to get a piece of that. You know you want some of that.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too bad a gig every now and then. You get to get a 5-yard run and start.
Exactly. Come on.
You have somebody 2 yards away just banging heads the whole time.
Exactly. You need a running start to run somebody over. And then you can work up to trying to get some of Vrabel's catches in the end zone, and then you'll be set. We need you.
That's what I want. I want Vrabel's job to come in when you're a yard away from the end zone and just get the ball thrown to you.
Glory guy, yeah. You know, we got to get you some of those headlines.
Well, yeah. And it's one of those things where, Logan, I think Patriot fans maybe disappointed the team doesn't make the postseason. But as you said, a successful year based on the injuries and losing, as you call, the best player in football, Tom Brady. I know that Dale and Holly, myself and Eric, have loved talking to you on Fridays throughout the year. Best in the new year to you and your family. We hope you enjoy the offseason.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Logan.
Here he is, Patriots offensive lineman Logan Mankins.